Is the fight over masks in schools about to end in Virginia? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The state's Senate has taken a step with some Democrats joining Republicans toward approving a bill that would let parents send their kids to schools without masks, and the House is also expected to pass it. Several counties are defying Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin's order punishing maskless students.
They suspended us for 10 days, and they're looking at extending that even more.
Jared Missler's in Fairfax County. Last night at a Loudoun County school board meeting, Fox's Marianne Rafferty reports students tried to serve members cease and desist orders.
Students suspended for not wearing masks attempted to give the affidavit to the board, but they wouldn't accept the paperwork. The students got a round of applause. Here's a Loudoun County parent.
When will we allow our children to have their childhood again?
More Democratic governors may lift some mask mandates in Illinois and New York today, joining California, Connecticut, Delaware, Oregon, and New Jersey planning to end state mandates, though local officials and school districts could still require masks. But CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky still says,
we have and continue to recommend masking in areas of high and substantial transmission. That is essentially everywhere in the country in public indoor settings.
Help has arrived to reconnect an island nation, Tonga, that had been cut off from the world. Fox's Simon Owen has details live.
Dave, neighboring Fiji says entrepreneur Elon Musk is helping to reconnect Tonga to the internet 3 weeks after a tsunami cut the only fiber optic cable linking the country to the rest of the world. Fiji's communication minister says a team from Musk's SpaceX company has arrived in Fiji to reconnect Tonga through SpaceX satellites. The tsunami destroyed villages, and the arrival of aid also appears to have caused a coronavirus outbreak. Dave.
America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The U.S. finally struck gold in Beijing. Lindsay Jacob Ellis won it in snowboarding. The Americans now have 7 medals at the Winter Olympics. Russia and Norway lead with 10 each. Congress is halfway there to avoiding yet another government shutdown drama. The House approved a short-term spending bill, though most Republicans voted no. The Senate now has until next Friday to go along with it. There's another deadline Congress is trying to avoid. It's a few years away.
The Postal Service has been saying unless Congress acts, it's going to run out of cash by 2024. Now the House has passed the Postal Reform Act. It ends the requirement that the service pay in advance for health care for current and retired workers for the next 75 years. It also means the service has to set up an online dashboard so users can see how long it takes to get letters and packages delivered. The measure got bipartisan support in the House. It's expected to get the same when it heads next to the Senate. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are up big as markets also rise overseas. The day after a surge, the Dow gained almost 400 points. The Oscar nominations are out. The Power of the Dog leads the way with 12. Dune got 10.
Jane Campion made history following the announcement of the 94th annual Academy Award nominations. The director of the leading Oscar contender, The Power of the Dog, is the first female director nominated twice. But some of this year's most popular films and artists were passed over. Among the most shocking,
you can help the family. Gucci is not exciting, and everybody knows it.
Lady Gaga's performance in House of Gucci and Ben Affleck for The Tender Bar, Jennifer Hudson as Aretha Franklin in Respect. But there were some big surprises, like Kristen Stewart for her turn as Princess Diana in Spencer and Jesse Plemons in The Power of the Dog. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
We'll find out the Oscar winners March 27th. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.